أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه، ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى. الرحمن على العرش استوى. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. فلما آتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى.
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين المهديين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. ويسب وجه مني وزوج دعاء إلى ذلك الدنيا. أما زوجنا يموت وهو ماذا؟ And was it? Now I'm clear. Come on, translate. Don't give me your own understanding. We said it yesterday and the day before. No, please, one moment. Anybody among the men or young people? It's two sentences. You have to learn how to focus your thinking and focus your hearing. Allahumma alhimni rujdi. Oh Allah, inspire my rujd. Inspire my thinking, my thought. And what is it? And protect me from my nafs, the evil of my own nafs. Don't give me now your own interpretation. You know what happened to the woman? I see them always with notebook. Tell me how many of you have a notebook?
to write some notes. No, I know you guys have it. You should have a notebook by which way you can write down the important part you like to write in. This is how you remember. Please, I want the young people tomorrow, inshallah, if you're still alive, please try to build the habit of getting a small notebook and write down certain comments and things you like to report, or write it down for yourself. Okay? By this way, when I ask a question, you know, for yourself. It's a very beautiful dua. And we said before, what is rushd? Rushd is not your thinking. Rushd is more than that. Rushd is like the thamara, the fruit of your thinking. This is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you rushd. And rushd used to be given to messenger and prophet. And those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love them, He gives them rushd. What is rushd really? The ultimate guidance. Guidance. If Allah gives you guidance in the way you think, in the way you thought, in the way you do, what else do you want? And it's given by Allah. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا. اللهم دبر لي فإنني لا أحسن التدبير. And also another one is so beautiful. اللهم خذ لي واختر لي ولا تجعل لي خيرا إلا فيما اخترته لي رب العالمين. واجعلني راضيا بما اخترته لي رب العالمين وبارك لي فيما اخترته لي رب العالمين. If you understand this dua, but I will teach you another tara. If you understand it and you live it, it will protect you from a lot of mischief. The dua would mean, O Allah, خذ لي, choose for me, واختر لي, like pick for me and choose for me. And don't make me choose except what you're choosing for me, Ya Allah. And make me content of what you're choosing for me, Ya Allah. And give me blessing of what you're choosing for me, Ya Allah. Some of the early scholars, they said, the ultimate level of Islam is what? We call it yesterday. What is it yesterday, they said? The ultimate level of Iman, what is it? Tasleem. To surrender. To submit to the will of Allah. And once you surrender and submit, wonder what happened. You will find everything in the hand of Allah. And once you do that, your heart is content. You do tawakkul, you have iman, you have yaqeen. And at this time, you will never wish for anything. You will never fear for anything. You return everything to Allah. At this time, you live with contentment. You live with rida. And this is the ultimate also gift Allah can give it to mankind. If Allah love you, He make you content. If Allah love you, He make you content. This is the ultimate. Now you're living in Jannah. Because the people of Jannah are always content. And if you continue, you're done, you have no problem. And I promise you, your relationship with Allah will be different. The moment you content. Because if you content, you will never be content until Allah content in you. Because you cannot get it. He has to give it to you. He has to put it in your heart. And once you have it, you have no problem. Do you think Shaitan will leave you alone? No way. But at this time, you can burn your own Shaitan. You can burn your own waswasa with what? With rida. With contentment. It burns it. It will burn all the waswasa, all the whisper. Because what's a whisper? The whisper either to make you want gain too much, or the whisper to make you fear from something is coming or not coming. And both of them is fake. It's done by them. Because we do not know the unseen anyway. And if I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my heart is Allah, I know Allah always gives only goodness. And whatever happens, it has to be for my goodness. Even if I'm sick, even if some calamity happened to me, it has to have a goodness for me. But I do not know it. I cannot comprehend it until I return it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this you cannot do it until you have taslim. You surrender and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, inshaAllah? Now, supposed to be according to the sequence of the Quran. In the Quran we have today supposed to be Surah Ar-Ra'd, but we are not going to escape it. Why? It's Madaniya. And we decided to finish only Makki first. If we have time, we can go back to the Madani and I will tell you what the message is. Believe it or not, it has beautiful messages. Very beautiful messages. But I want to focus first in Makki. Because we will know the chain of the revelation in Makki. Because we will know the sequence of what Allah wants us to know and the messages. But as we will go to Surah Ibrahim. Now, again, any surah in the Quran with the name of a prophet or a messenger, what it means? What's that? The prophet when? In Mecca when? But when? Be specific. What's that? Go ahead.
Nine.
Around the 9 years in Mecca. The year when Rasulullah lost his wife and his uncle. All this surah is revealed approximately in the same time. I tell you before, between the 8th and 9th of the beginning of revelation. Now, in here, if you look at verse 1, in verse 1 is one word. One word the whole ummah is needed today. Who can make me happy today and tell me what is the word? Only one word. No, one word. We need it. All of us, we need it. If you have it, you do good God. Correspondingly, can you come in here, please? Because we need you. We miss you yesterday. Okay. And one word. One word of what ummah is needed. In the verse number 1, one word we miss it. Think before. One word we miss it. We miss it. If we understand it, we'll change our life. You get it, young people. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. Do you see? This is what we're missing today when we do da'wah. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. With the command of Allah. Because without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for me and for you, we're not going anywhere. Is this understood? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he talking about the book. Is revealed to him to get the people out of darkness to light. With what? With the command of Allah. You see, the idn. Today when we do da'wah to other, we do da'wah with a lot of shirk, with a lot of arrogance, everything is me. I can do it. Do what? The idn rabbih. You have to do it with humble and humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the intention when I'm talking, unless Allah open for me, unless Allah open in my heart and your heart, we're not going anywhere. And don't ever forget me, please. This is the key of da'wah. The key of da'wah is you completely surrender to Allah. Me the one who spoke or speaking. I have to be in a state of humble and humility to Allah and believe without no doubt Allah is the doer, not me. Allah is the guider, it's Him. Allah is the owner of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the heart. Allah can open to whom He wants. If Allah does not open to me, what I can do? And apply it even to you as a parents. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ. My child, if Allah give him guidance, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ. Can I give him guidance? I can. Can I give him guidance in the time I want? I can. Now, you ready corresponding? MashaAllah. Okay, now we're going to read 2-5. And we're going to see what's the message from 2-5. Surah Ibrahim. Yes. 2 to 5.
Allah, to whom belong all there is in the heaven and the earth. Woe to the unbelievers for the terrible punishment that awaits. Those who hold the life of this world drearier than that of the next, who obstruct the path of Allah and seek obliquity in it, have wandered far into error. We never sent a messenger who did not speak the tongue of his people, that he may explain to them distinctly. Allah leads whosoever he will astray, and shows whoever he will the way. He is almighty and all wise. Remember when we sent Moses with our signs, we said, bring your people out of darkness into light, and remind them of the visitations of Allah. Indeed, there are signs in this for every steadfast, thankful soul.
Now, in these 3 verses is many messages. Anybody can give me one message at a time. Okay, let me go ahead.
One message is that we cannot prepare this world and this life for the life after, and it cannot.
You're correct, but you're missing one verse, the one before.
That people do not believe on Allah?
No, no. What happened is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Allah الذي لا له ما في السماوات ولا في الأرض وَوَيْلٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. Allah is the owner of what in earth and what in the sky. But this was the first message Allah wanted me to tell me what? He's the owner. You do not own nothing. Do you see it now, the first message? I am the owner. Don't even think you own nothing. Be careful with the way you read the Quran. I am the owner. You are not the owner. I am the owner. Now the second message. The first message is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and be careful with those who love dunya above akhirah. Why? They are supposed to be the one we know to whom? The kafirin, the disbeliever. Is the quality of the disbeliever the one who loves dunya over akhirah? Now for me as a Muslim, if I'm reading this, Quran is supposed to be for a Muslim. So I want to believe in Allah. Why Allah warning me about the kuffar? Think. It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling me, if you get the quality of kuffar, remember. Do you see it? Who's the kuffar? Who's the disbeliever? The ones in the dunya over the akhirah. And they do not go guided toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they want it straight, they want it, you know, twisted. Now today, are we as a Muslim show mankind the right path? No. Who's twisted today? We are twisted. We the one we're not in the right path. We the one we do not show the right example. We the one we have love in dunya over akhirah. How we can give them a message when we have exactly like them? How? And Allah said, those people in a complete strain. Because you have to read Quran with a certain understanding. Any quality belong to a group of people. If I do the same thing, I'm among them. And this is what's happening, I said it before, in the Ummah. When Iraq was having the ultimate knowledge, but it was into dunya, Allah described them. Was Mongolian and Tatar. In Spain, same. Every time the Muslim go to dunya, boom, Allah take them. And today, we are in the ultimate. Why? Because the whole Ummah in dunya. Deep, 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 deep dunya. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the Quran Makki, he tried to tell us and tell all mankind, I did not send to any people a messenger except with his own tongue. And after that, Allah is straying whom he wants and guide whom he wants. Some people can say, you see, Allah said he's straying whom he wants. What do you want me to do? I'm among those. I heard it before, especially in colleges, especially with philosophers. They pick up Quran, they pick up verses, and they implement it to you. And you are young people go to college, and they said, you see, Allah said, the Quran said, he's trying to do what he wants, and he got from Allah. You among the guided one, I am the straight one. What do you want me to do? Allah wanted this way. What the answer should be? Anybody can give me the answer? What the answer should be? Think. What the answer should be? The answer you have to do from Quran. If you don't know Quran, you cannot do the answer. Go ahead. How? You said, you know, you guided, you born a Muslim. I born Jewish, I born a Christian. What do you want me to do? You almost close, young lady. Allah give us the intellect. You are a professor. Why you do not study? Why you do not use the intellect? It's a trial. I am trial for you, you trial for me. I am telling you I'm in the right path. You tell me I'm in the wrong path or I'm in the right path too. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to use our intellect and read and comprehend and see what's going on. You study how many years to be a professor? How many times you study Islam and then you check it out if it's true or false? By this way, Allah will judge us according to amount of trial. And also we have to be honest to ourselves and them. And say, does it mean I'm a Muslim? I cannot be good or a fair if I'm a sinner. Because sometimes they say, you guys believe like everybody believes. Because you are a Muslim, you go to paradise and we go to hell. We have to say the truth. I can go to hell fire too. May Allah forgive me and save me. If I do like you. Because we have a mission, we have an understanding to liberate ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the Creator. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ended the verse as well. رَبَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ He is the most dignified, the most wise. You have to know something about Quran. Every time Allah uses His names, He uses it in a specific time, in a specific place, for a wisdom Allah knows. If I read this, what it mean? It mean what? It mean Allah is the most high, the most exalted, the most wise. Meaning I should listen to Allah. Allah tell me, listen to me. If I believe in He's the most wise. Now listen to the following verse. And we send Musa with our signs to lead people out and get them out from the darkness to light and remind them with the days of Allah. What it mean remind them with the day of Allah? Remind them of what happened before. What happened to this life? What happened to the hereafter? What happened to death? This what it mean, what happened? But listen to this carefully now. Now when Allah is stopping here, He give you a message now. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ This is a sign to every patient, thankful one. What does it mean? If I'm not in a state of patience and thank Allah, can I get the message? No, I cannot. I will read it and I will not get it. And this is what's happening even to us. I'm reading Quran, but I cannot understand it. Why? It's nothing to do with tafsir. It's nothing to do with the ultimate knowledge. It's to do with the status of the heart. Because Quran is unbelievable. The moment your heart is ready, Allah feed you. And He make you stop and comprehend what you never can comprehend. لِكُلْ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ To every patient and thankful one. Yesterday I have a couple. This couple came with a problem. What's the problem? The wife complained about the husband. What she complained about it? She living with part of his family. And she don't like his sister. And his sister, she ordered some food, tell her to cook for her. And she don't like to cook for her. And her husband take from her some gold for 5 days and return it back to her. And she keep talking about things happened 1 year ago, 1.5 years ago, 6 months ago. I do not understand it. And she believe she's doing her husband a favor. Why? Because she came and married him. I do not understand it. Do you know what I look at it? I tell her, you are miserable. You're miserable, you're making your life miserable. Why do you keep thinking about all this? I asked her in the beginning, do you love your husband? She said yes. Is your husband love you? She said yes. Okay, if you love your husband, why do you keep calculating all the tiny mistakes happen around you for the last 1.5 years? And can I live? I'm calculating for people what they done to me 1.5 years ago. This lately is scaring me. Every time, even with my own family, when I talk to them, you remember what you told me 5 years ago? You remember what you told me 25 years ago? Excuse me, I don't even remember what you're talking about. What happened to us? Where's the forgiveness? How you live with your husband? And every time he coming from the house, from the work, you know, you give him a faces because something he done, and he tell you, I made a mistake, and he corrected 1.5 years ago. Do you know what I believe without no doubt? This woman daily or weekly doing that to her husband. Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you? I tell him the truth. You know what I tell him? I tell him it's your problem. Because you're not a man. Because if you're a man, you explain to her and tell her what's enough, finished. You cannot keep nagging me every day, every day, every day. This is not life. This is not life. Why we do that to each other? Where's the thanks? Where's the contentment? I tell him, excuse me. If my father see you, he would kick you out. My father used to be scared from people who don't thank Allah. He used to be scared from people who's not content. Because if you study about contentment, rather, you're scared. Because what's the opposite of rather? What's that? What's that? Sakhat. The opposite of rida is sakhat. Meaning sakhat in Arabic is a very bad word. Meaning you disgrace and you do not like what Allah gave you. And this is what's happening to us. Today, us. Why is me? Why is this? Why is that? Who is this? Oh. This is not rida. This is dangerous. Because we're supposed to be in the state of rida all the time as a Muslim. Under any circumstance. Don't ever forget that. Because don't tell me, alhamdulillah, don't tell me I'm doing shukr to Allah and your face is so bad and you give me a list of all the problems. Because you deny me yourself. Please don't forget that. Rida is a secret. If Allah give you rida, if Allah give you contentment, you're fine. You are the ultimate happy person on earth. And by the way, if you think about it, I label this verse as the reason of guidance. Why Allah guide you when you are in a state of patience and thanks? Any time, any human being in a state of patience and thanks, wallahi, I swear by Allah, when I used to do dawah and I still do dawah, inshallah, to my Muslim, I find out people who are not Muslim embracing Islam, they have one thing in common. They are humble, humility, thanks to Allah, and be patient. And they always have a problem. And once they are patient, and they humble and humility, and thank Allah, Allah guide them. And look at us. Some of us so arrogant, so arrogant. No guidance. Because if you are humble, you have to thank Allah. If you are in a sahab, you cannot be humble. No way. No way. Because you become now arrogant over what Allah ordained for you. Number 7. Don't ever forget verse 7. Don't ever forget verse 7 is belong to what we say. Don't ever forget verse 7. Do you read it?
Remember, Allah proclaims, I shall give you more if you are grateful, but if you are thankless, then surely my punishment is very great.
Do you hear what Allah said? Do you hear what Allah said? I tell her that yesterday. I tell her, if you do not thank Allah, you are in big trouble. Not by me, not by what I say. Allah will snatch everything from you. Take it from me. Nobody do not thank Allah without Allah to snatch everything from them. If you thank Allah, Allah has a formula. You thanking me, I will increase. You do not thank me, my torture is severe. And the torture is two torture. Torture in this life and torture in the hereafter. The torture of this life is Allah will snatch the goodness He give you and make you blind. You cannot see any goodness. He finds these people, always Allah give them and they always complain. Allah give them and always complain. There's no end. And whatever what you do, they do not thank. Do you know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرَ النَّاسَ لَا يَشْكُرَ اللَّهُ. Whoever do not thank people, do not thank Allah. I see today among us, a husband or a wife, they do not show gratitude to each other. They do not thank each other. And we are supposed to be thanking each other for what Allah gives us. You're supposed to show gratitude to your husband. Is a husband showing gratitude to you is a part of our duty as a husband and wife in Islam. Why? Because we are a gift for each other. What happened if I hate my husband? What happened if I hate my wife? What happened if they are son of whatever? What happened if they are pain in the neck? Believe me, even if they are stubborn, the worst people on earth, I have to love them for Allah. You know why? Because even if they are so bad to me and so mean, is a trial from Allah, meaning Allah give it to me for a wisdom Allah knows, meaning it is the best for me now. And if it's the best for me now, is a goodness in it. Because don't forget, the bad house and the bad husband, the bad wife, can be to teach you adab, to teach you manner, to teach you man yaqeen, to teach you sabr, to teach you patience, to teach you things. Is this not enough? Sometimes we look to the material status, but we do not look to the ultimate. The ultimate is to have a relationship with Allah. But it's when you might lose the relationship with your husband, but you're gaining the relationship with Allah. But if you take it in the right format, and if you read, you see, all this surah has something. Between the verses I beg for you, it's a lot of a story. And these verses I give you is the juice of the stories. But the reason why I'm doing that, because if we go to each story, we will need at least 10 years. But I'm just trying to give you a hint by this what you see. Now verse 12. This is about the story of the time of Musa alayhi salam. Now, he was under oppression, under torture. And what's the message? The good people, the people who believe in Allah, what they say? وَمَا أَنَا أَنَّا بِتَوْكَلَ عَلَّهِ. Why we cannot rely on Allah? وَلَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guide us. Why we cannot rely on the one who guide us? Did you hear that? What happening to us? Why we cannot rely in the one who guide us? This is a message for all of us. Why we cannot rely in the one who guide us? And we would be patient of what you commit mischief against us. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. And toward Allah, the people with tawakkul, they would be tawakkul. This missing from the Ummah. We do not have it today. We believe in everything. this jama'at and everybody, we have to learn, we have to do, we have to compete, we have to do this, we have to do that. Is this a message of Allah in Mecca? Is this a message of Allah in Mecca? Is this a message even of Allah in the beginning of Medina? Is this a message of Allah even in the end of Medina? I do not understand these people, where are they coming from? How you want to compete in dunya and your akhirah is completely destroyed? How you can compete in the status of all this education and you have no rida in Allah, you have no faith in Allah, you have no yaqeen? You worry all the time. How? Tell me how, please. Tell me how. Tell me how. How are people, you bringing people and tell them let's compete, compete in what? They already are above us. But this is the sunnah of Allah. The sunnah of Allah always. The competition against Islam has to be above. Above in number, above in power, above in means, above in knowledge, above in anything. Why? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trial us and tell us, come into me. I have the power, I have the knowledge, I have the mean. Just rely on me, have faith in me. Will you not run here to Allah? It makes me sick when I hear leader, big leader. And they invited us to go and compete. But in the meantime, look at us, our youth is bye-bye. Bye completely, 100% bye-bye. They do not have nothing, not even dunya, not akhirah. How they can compete in what? Did you not see what Allah can do? Look at what's happening in America now. How much fire going on? Nobody can stop it. What happened if Allah sent drought? Who can stop it? If you study telecommunication and computer and signal, if Allah wants to stop all the computer on earth with a small glitch, with a small spike, the whole computer system will be out. Just a nice door, if Allah wants, boom! We do not say Allahu Akbar. You see why? Because you will never rely on Allah unless you have Allahu Akbar. If you have Allahu Akbar, you will rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if you have 10 degree, 10 master, 10 doctor, you have the money, you are multi-millionaire, but you do not have Allahu Akbar in your heart. Why Allah will give you victory? Is any verse in Quran said, if you have 10 doctor degree and you have the money, Allah will give you the victory? Give me one verse. Give me one verse in Quran. So this one is a prerequisite for victory. Tell me, one. I said it before. I challenge you, today in America, how many Muslim doctors, how many Muslim engineers, how many Muslim professors in America? Plenty. How many Muslim millionaire and multi-billionaire? Plenty. But where they are? Tell me, where they are? I know one. I know one. I know one, he enters the masjid in Jummah and he finds the curtain like that and he sees a feet of a woman. He complains. The same man he complains about, he sees the feet of the woman. Do you know who he is? He's the manager of one of the biggest weapon company in California. He comes to Jummah by helicopter and he goes back to his office by helicopter. The same company American people refuse to work for, because we cannot work for a company causing destruction to mankind. And our Muslim brother is mashallah. In Long Island, you have many companies, you know, full of what? Full of Palestinians. They work in F-15 and F-16. They are actually the programmer, one of the top programmers. And Iraq, and Kurdistan, and you name it. Where's the man in Yaqeen? Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Now go to 14.
And establish you in their place, for this is for him who fears my station and dreads my combination.
Do you hear this verse? Did you read it? Did you read this verse? Is this will not comply with what I'm saying? Do you know what Allah said? Those who are fearful of me, these are one, Allah will make them inherit the earth. These are one, Allah gives them the victorious. But the man, to whom? لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ بَعِيدٍ. Those who fear my status and fear my warning. Is anything in here about our status or Allah's status? And even if you read 15, وَاسْتَفْتَحُ وَخَابَ كُلَّ جَبَّارٍ عَلِيمٍ.
Then the apostles asked of God's assistance, and every arrogant tyrant was frustrated.
Now let's go to 24 to 34. 24 to 34, this is amazing, beautiful message from Allah. It might take some time.
Do you not see how Allah compares a noble act with a healthy tree, whose roots are firm and branches in the sky, which yields by the leaves of Allah its fruits in all the seasons? Allah presents word of wisdom to men that they might reflect. An evil act is like a rotten tree, torn out of the earth with no base or firmness. With immutable words, Allah makes the faithful dauntless in the life of the world and the life to come, but leads the unjust into error, for Allah does as He pleases. Have you not looked at those who repaid Allah's favors with ingratitude, who pulled their people down to ruin, hell, where they will roast in the fire? And what an evil repository. They have appointed equals of Allah to mislead people from His path. Tell them, enjoy yourselves so long as you may. In the end, you have to go to hell. Tell those of my creatures who believe, observe your devotional obligations and give of what we have given you in charity, secretly or openly, before the day arrives, when there will be no buying or selling or befriending. It is Allah who created the heavens and the earth, and sent down rain from the sky, producing fruits for your food thereby, and made you master of the ships that fly in the oceans by His commands, subjected the rivers to your control, and subjugated the sun and moon for you, so they may perform their tasks diligently, and subdued the night and day for your service. He gave you whatsoever you asked. If you try to count the favors of Allah, you will not be able to calculate. Man is most unjust indeed, full of ingratitude.
Believe it or not, one scholar from India, mashallah, his name is Ahmad Lat, one of the most beautiful scholars I've ever seen in my life. He gave a complete speech on the 3 hour about the two verses coming now. I'll try to give you some of his understanding so beautifully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He questioned us, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ. Did you not see the example of Allah, كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَة. Do you know what the كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَة is? Allah talking about it here. Do you know what the scholar talk about it in here? What's the كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَة? لا إله إلا الله. The majority of the Mufassireen, the majority of the early scholars agree the كلمة طيبة in here is لا إله إلا الله. Now, go step by step. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He looked at it and He said, did you not see this كلمة? This كلمة كشجر, like a tree. But not any tree, طيبة. Meaning طيبة meaning in Arabic a tree producing fruit, a tree producing something nice, a tree can benefit mankind. Okay? أصلها ثابت. The root is completely strong. وفرعها في السماء. And the leaves of it in the sky. Do you know what he talk about it in here, Allah? أصلها ثابت. Look at me. أصلها ثابت. لا إله إلا الله. The root in the heart of the believer. وفرعها في السماء is Allah سبحانه وتعالى. The more you have a strong La ilaha illallah, the more the branches go toward Allah. The more you have the rooted La ilaha illallah, the more communication with Allah. Now, listen to the following verse. This is a beautiful wording a lot of people missed. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. It will produce its own fruit once in a while, but the command of whom her Lord. What is the fruit of the mu'min? His good deed, his spreading Islam. Do you see it or not? When the root is strong, you have communication, now Allah will spread you. Now Allah allow you to spread these fruits. Do you see it or not? Those who understand Arabic, if you use basic Arabic, you will be crying now. Tu'ti ukulah. Tu'ti. Because a tree, you cannot as a farmer, let the tree bring whatever it is. It's Allah allows the tree to produce. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did us as a ummah. Zarudit la ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow it to spread only if Allah allows. By this way, if Allah allow me to spread La ilaha illallah, is from Allah, not by any deen. Allah did not send any deen here. It's according to your heart and your relationship with Allah. Do you see it or no? تُرْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he give my example to mankind to maybe you remember. Maybe you remember what? Maybe you remember the rooted tree. Maybe you remember the example. Maybe you remember the rooted wisdom. What's the rooted wisdom? Is Allah is the one. You have Allah in your heart. You have La ilaha illallah in your heart. The rest is easy because the communication will come completely straight to Allah. And once the communication is straight to Allah, Allah tell you, I will produce you. I will give you the fruit. He said something beautiful about La ilaha illallah. He said, La ilaha illallah is located in the heart of the believer. Like the true, the rooted tree. If the root is strong, the trunk is strong. What's the trunk? He said, Fara'id. Fara'id is the trunk of the tree. Fara'id is the obligation. And if the fara'id is strong, the branches is strong. What's the branches? The sunan and nawafil. And if the sunan and nawafil is strong, the leaves is strong. If the leaf is strong, which is what? The mu'asharat and mu'amalat, dealing with each other. The fruit is strong and beautiful. Do you know what the fruit of Islam? The fruit of the tree, akhlaq. The fruit of the tree is akhlaq, manner. Because once you have manner, now Allah spread your message. Because He cannot spread the message and you have bad manner. You cannot spread the message and you have no iman. You cannot spread the message and you have no akhlaq and mu'amalat and mu'asharat. You cannot. And what shaitan does, he eats from it. This is why I give you an recipe. If you see a person has no adab, no akhlaq, meaning he's dealing with no good, can you marry a man or a woman like that? No. If the mu'asharat and mu'amalat is no good, meaning their sunnah is not good. Meaning they do not do sunnah in their life. If you do not do sunnah, meaning the fara'id is no good. If you do not do fara'id, meaning the iman is corrupt. Finished. And this why, from the time you know me, I always believe we have to go to the roots. We have to straight the roots. If we straight the roots, the trunk will be strong, the branches will be strong, the relief will be strong, Allah will give us a fruit. You see what I said now? I've not said we do it. No, no, no. Allah will give us a fruit. We make an effort in the root, we make an effort in the trunk, we make an effort in the branches, we make an effort in the leaves, Allah will give us the fruit. And this is how Islam is spread, by the fruit. People used to say, نَحْنُ نُرِيدُ أَنْ نَكُونَ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. The non-Muslim, when they used to meet Muslim, they said, we like to be like you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me. I will give you a story. But may Allah forgive me, wallahi, I'm not saying it to arrogant or ego or anything. I have a meeting in a travel agent at almost 12 midnight in a place in one, what's the biggest building in America, in New York? The Empire State. He was a travel agent for Hajj. It was a Hajj season. I have to go collect information and give it to him. I go, big security, I have to sign, I have to do this, I have to do that. He's a guard. He look at me. I mean, tell me, there's a lot of traffic, a lot of this, a lot of that, a lot of construction, it's midnight, you know, it's cool, this and that. He said, but you look happy. Why are you happy? You look, you have no problem? I said, I have no problem. He said, how do you have no problem? I said, it's a long story. He said, I like to have not what you have. I said, what do you mean? He said, I want to smile like you, I want to have this contentment like you. I said, okay, what time you finish work? He said, I finish by 5. I said, okay, most likely I finish by 2. Okay, he told me the building will be quiet, come we spend some time together. I go, 45 minutes he became a Muslim. 45 minutes. Do you know what the quote was? He liked my smile. He said, you look happy, I like to be like you. I cannot be happy. Do you sleep? I said, yes, I sleep. He said, how come you do not have a problem? I said, I'm sure you have a problem, but I'm not thinking about it. He asked me why. I said, everything in the heaven is a creator. He said, you're right. I said, the moment you surrender, you have no problem. He said, if I listen to you, can I go to sleep easy? I said, no problem. He said, now I'm taking a lot of medication. I said, I promise you, you listen to my advice and you will go to sleep. He embraces that. The following couple of days, I go, he's smiling, big smile. I said, what happened? He said, you're right, I want to sleep. I don't need the medication. This is Islam, my brother and sister. Today we think Islam is a bunch of argue with each other, and bring them after he there, and try to force him, and try to say this wrong, this right, we have the truth. It doesn't work. It's your akhlaq, your manner, your behavior, and you cannot fake it. It has to be inside of you. Because once it's inside of you, Allah opens the heart for other for you. Not us, not anybody. I remember almost 7 years ago, I decided to take some Quran to Chile and Argentina. Now I go to the airport, I have 14 luggage. One passenger, 14 luggage. 14 red luggage and boxes. Anyway, I arrive in Chile almost 6:15 in the morning, in Chilean airline, land Chile. Now the airport is empty. They look at me and they said, where's your luggage? I said, this is my luggage. And I kept collecting them and boxes and this and that. Big, huge. He said, can you please tell us what's going on? Who are you and what do you have? I said to them, I'm working for the Creator. And they said, what is boxes? I said, this is Quran. They said, what is Quran? I said, this is the boxes of the Creator. This is the last revelation. They do not understand me. What happened is, they had to call the head manager of the airport. They have to call the head man of custom, because I refuse to pay any custom. I said, this donation not for sale, I refuse to pay anyone. He said, okay, we cannot make decision. We have to bring all the responsible people. They call, I waited, the responsible people come. And he said, excuse me, can you please open some of these boxes and tell us what's inside? I said, no problem. I always prefer, I have a big knife, not in my bucket, but in my luggage. Because I know what will happen. I opened that one of the boxes. And he opened it and he said, can we take a look? Look at the power of Allah. But at this moment, do you think I'm fearing? No. I believe in Allah. I said, Allah, allow this to be dawah for you, Ya Allah. Wonder what happened. The moment the manager read is Spanish Quran. Okay? The moment the manager read, I can see the custom manager standing up reading the second page. Meaning they open one page, but three, four people reading the same page from different angle. Try to figure out what is this book. And the head custom came to me in the side. He told me, do you say the truth? You give it to people for no money? I said, yes. He said, can you give me one? I said, no problem. He said, please, I cannot take it now. Can you give me your address and I'll come to meet you with my family? I said, no problem. He took my address. In the same day, at 12 noon, he appeared in the masjid where I was staying. Him and his wife and his daughter and some relative too. And he took the da'wah and I gave him whatever Allah allowed. Before I know it, he embraced Islam. The same trip, I'm moving now from Chile to Argentina, but by bus. Now I have only $2 for Argentina. Only $2, but some luggage. The custom stopped me and tell me, we're not allowed to allow you to go with all these boxes. According to the law, you have to ship them through a certain, and he cannot. I said, no, I have to. They said, who said that? I said, the one who make you work for him. They said, who's that? I said, the creator. And I wave my finger at the sky. They said, we do not have anything to do with you, but we do not know what to do. We have to consult our manager. Now, this custom place in the mountain area between Chile and Argentina, meaning is a road, custom, meaning everybody lived there in their own complex. All of a sudden, wonder what happened. They look for the head customs, they cannot find for 10-15 minutes, and the bus is waiting, and everybody's screaming, and they cannot leave until they claim it. The man who was translating with me, he didn't put these, let it go. I said, no way, I'm working for Allah. Why? Don't say that. Say, Allah Akbar and do it. Allah will open. Before you know it, they came and they tell me, we do not know what to do, but something coming in our heart to let you go. This one they said exactly. But something coming in our heart to let you go. I have a lot of drive room, a lot of nuts, a lot of stuff. I take it, you know, to give dawah to people. They said that this fruit, we cannot allow you to go. I said, no way. This is my life and death. They said, what do you mean life and death? I said, I'm sick. And this might be my medication. The man with me, the translator, the Muslim brother, he told me, you lie. I said, no, I'm sick, I'm a sinner, and this is my way to Jannah. This is my medication in this life and hereafter. This is called Tawriyah in Islam, if you study. And they said, we do not know what to do with you. Take everything. I never been stopped. I never been stopped. Even after September, whatever, last year, I went to Guyana. 17 luggage. 17 luggage. And people are scared of what? If Allah ordained, if Allah take open for you, nobody can stop you. And if Allah stop you, nobody can open for you. This is the message, my brother and sister, understand. It is how much faith you have, how much yaqeen you have, how much tawakkul you have, how much belief in Allah you have. This is what it means. And once Allah will open for you and give you food, nobody can stop it. Wallahi, nobody can stop it. Imagine this man before I leave, he gave me his card and he told me, please, from now on, till any Muslim group is coming to meet me, I will take care of them. 2 years later, I go to Venezuela. Now the plane going to Caracas, I find out the Quran I have, they do not put it in the plane. They put only almost half because it was overweight. I have plenty again. Now they tell me 2 years, 2 days, we're coming in the following flight. 2 days later, I go. I look for the boxes, they cannot find it. Finally, we find the boxes. The same problem. The custom people said, you have to pay tax. I said, no, I will never pay tax. They said, how come? I said, because this for donation, not for sale. And it's only for the creator. He said, creator? I said, yes, creator. I always use the word creator. I do not use the word God. He said, what in the boxes? I said, the Quran. He said, the Quran. We heard about it. Can we take a look? Yes, we'll take a look. And all of a sudden, the head customs, the managers, this and that, the security, everybody coming. What inside the box? Quran. The Quran? Yes. Donation not for sale? Yes. Can I take one? No problem, take one. Can I take one? No problem, take one. Can I take one? No problem, take one. Before you know it, a whole box distributed in the whole airport in a 5 minutes. Wonder who's the last person who took one? A man cannot talk. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa, I'm telling you the truth. A man cannot talk. He's the one who going to carry my boxes. He talked to the man with me as a translator. He gave him a hand signal. Is this a book of the creator? He said, yes. He said, can I have one? He said, yes. He took it to me. His chest and his very head. A man cannot talk. I said, subhanAllah, the one who divided the da'wah the way you want. Can I prepare that? Can I think about it? The people in here decided it's overwhelming, they have to put it in the following time. The man who was with me, he told me, I never see the airport of Caracas empty like today. He said, it's so empty, nobody there, no flight. At this time, it was busy. What happened? For a job Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to do. Do we can organize that? Can we plan it? We do not know as a Muslim who we're missing. We're missing dealing with Allah. We're missing really dealing with Allah. Do you think you rely on Allah and Allah will not open for you? Do you think you will not believe in Allah and Allah will not open for you? We're too far from having belief in Allah, having thiqa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that he said, as an example of a bad root, like a bad rooted tree. Do you know what's a bad root in here, what Allah wants? Do you know what's a bad root? It's kufr, it's disbelief. The bad root in here, Allah means of it, the disbelief. Like a rotten tree. It came out of the tree. Rotten tree, if ever anybody take a rotten tree out of the ground, it comes completely with its own roots, because it's all rotten. Look at the example of Allah. He said, like rotten tree, it comes all together, nothing will be left. Now listen to this now. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it has no any anchor. The bad word, the bad deed, the disbelief has no anchor. Who said that? Allah. And after that, listen to this now, and this is a message for all of us. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلَ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes you steadfast, the believer, in this life and akhirah. وَيَدُوْهُ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And Allah strays the oppressor, and Allah do what He wants. Did you understand that? Allah do what He wants. Allah do what He wants. If I believe in this only tiny word, وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And you hear it in Quran over and over again. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ. وَاللَّهُ فَعَالُ مَا يُرِيدُ. وَالْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. Is this to not tell me something? What this should tell me? What this should lead me to? Allah! Everything in the hands of Allah! Okay, well, give me one topic should bother me. One topic should make me upset. One topic should make me anger. One topic should make me fear. What topic? Tell me what? We are a criminal. Big criminal. Because we're too far from Allah. Now this verse, believe it or not, is so beautiful and so warning to us. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلَ الثَّابِتِ. Allah is steadfast the believer in this life and the hereafter. The early scholars talk about this verse as well. He said, if you live with La ilaha illallah, Allah ordained, Allah commanded, Allah given oath to give you success in this life and hereafter. But only if you have La ilaha illallah. The tathbeet from Allah. Allah will do the tathbeet. Allah will give you the victory in this life and the hereafter. What is the hereafter? The moment of death. Because don't forget, moment of death you can design it. It will never happen. I know a man, he's very rich. He bought the land. He made his own cemetery. He gets a license. He did everything. And wonder what happened. All his life preparing himself to die in the cemetery. And he's a businessman. All of a sudden he has a meeting. He go to England. From England he go to Africa. In Africa he died. He died in a place nobody even know. He died in a place nobody even know. They try to find his body, they cannot find his body. Somebody took his body. Where is he buried? How is he buried? Nobody know. I saw it in my life many times. Can we do a prayer where we live, how we live, how we die? You cannot. You won't prepare, prepare it here. Prepare it in your heart. Because Allah promised, you take care about my word. You elevated my word in my heart, in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for you and give you support. And He's the one who gives you dignity. Another man, a man, unknown man. He used to be under drugs. He was a drug dealer. He was a drug user. He embraced Islam. After he embraced Islam, he really became a good Muslim. I bear witness to that. He used to come in my halaqah, and he was a very sick person. He has pneumonia, he has all kind of things. He might have AIDS, he might not have any problem. He didn't know what I do. I didn't do dhikr. I teach him to remember Allah day and night, because he was really slow. He remembered Allah. And I remember, he used to come, his face like, lit. And even he stopped medication. He stopped going to the hospital. And one day, I heard he's dead. And he was in the hospital. And he has no family. Imagine, people go from the masjid. And somehow, look at how Allah worked. It never happened in America. Imagine, Z give his body to the people from the masjid. In the same night. And they give him the paperwork. And the following day, somebody heard in the community, he donated a piece of land in a Muslim cemetery. And before you know it, the following day, he was buried in a Muslim cemetery. This man has no money, nobody know him, he's unknown. And sometimes we find people for 3 days, nobody can bury him. What's the difference? Who make it easy for this person? He make it difficult for this person. Allah. Don't ever forget that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised, those who live with me, I will make them die with me. Who live as a Muslim, they die as a Muslim. And not only that, the scholar of the tafsir, they said, this not only that, even the angel of mercy will be the companion of you in the moment of death. You, the angel of mercy, will come to you and enter with you the grave. Even the angel of torture, the angel of questioning, they cannot question you until they get permission from the angel of mercy in the grave. As all as a gift from Allah. If you do not believe me, go study. All that as a gift from Allah, because you live with La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll never forget it. You want success in this life and thereafter, hold tight to the tree. Hold tight to the roots. What is the roots? La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. These are the roots of the Muslim. The more you grow it inside your heart, the more your trunk is strong, the more your branch is strong, the more your leaf is strong, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the fruit. Don't ever try to gain the fruit. No way. The fruit is a gift. And this is what happened to the whole Muslim Ummah. All these groups, the groups won't get the fruit. You cannot get the fruit. The fruit is a gift. If you did the basic. You do the basic, Allah will care about the rest. You try to get the fruit, go fight. Do you know who you're fighting? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're fighting the Sunnah of Allah. You're fighting the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're fighting the sequence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this one is no any victory? None. And this curse. Now, if you look at after that, right away, those who Allah put on oppression, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will describe them. Who they are? The one baddalu ni'mat Allah kufra. The one did change the gift of Allah to kufr. Think. The one did change the gift of Allah to kufr. Tell me honest to Allah, what happened to us as a Muslim in America and Australia and Europe? Allah gave us a piece of Iman, a piece of guidance, a piece of light. And what do? We take it and we switch it. We switch it with what? Running after material, running after dollar, running after competition in material. Is this what is it? Is this not switching the gift of Allah to disbelief? And look after that right away. وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْلَهُمْ دَارَ الْضَوَارِ. And they take their people to the straight place. What is that? Jahannam. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. And they make with Allah أَنْدَادًا. They make a lot of idols, a lot of people to worship. Today, we worship dara, we worship status, we worship degree, we worship houses, we worship everything. It's a worship. Because all your effort, all your heart, everything for it, is not anymore to Allah and to Islam. لِيُضُلُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. They stray people from the right path. Who stray people from the right path today? Tell me. Who stray people from the right path? Muslim or non-Muslim? Muslim! We stray people from the right path. If they look at us, they do not see quality in us. If you look at us, we do not see the example. I remember again, I'm going with one man. I used to tell him, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Hassan in French. I used to call him the French Hassan. He was from France. Believe it or not, he got beat up in here. But by whom? By his father. He beat himself so severely because he went to France and they gave down to his family. He beat him up so severely when he knew he's a Muslim. Anyway, this man came with me with the intention to go and give dawah to Saudi groups coming from Saudi Arabia in the World Cup 4 or 5 years ago. And they were staying in Sheraton or whatever in 42nd Street. We went around 12 midnight to meet them up and try to give them dawah. We cannot find them anyway in the center, what do you call it? Journal Square? Times Square. In Times Square, at almost 1 o'clock in the morning, one man walking. And he said, you, as a Muslim? I said, yes. He said, my root is a Muslim. Can you please talk to me about Islam? I don't know anything about Islam. He came, he started talking to me. You know, Times Square is amazing. Before I know it, I'm talking to him. One person, two person, three person, five person, six person, become a big halakha. All of them not Muslim. Even some of them is a tourist. One woman, she drowned, but she's still in her own status. She told me, I won't believe in what you say in one condition. I said, what is it? She told me, can you take me to a people doing what you say? Can you take me to a people doing what you say? I embrace Islam with you right now. And I'll do whatever you want. Can you take me to the group of people doing what you say? I won't see what you say. Can you please take me? I tell her, forgive me, I can't. She told me why, I told her. She told me, please, each other. When you guys do what you say, come and talk to us, we will listen to you. It's scary. Wallahi, it's scary. A drunken woman gives us a wisdom. She told me, when you do what you say, come talk to us, we will listen to you. And at this time, we will follow you. Wallahi, she told me that. Wallahi, she told me that. This woman, she gave me a lot of da'wah this time. This woman, she gave me a lot of da'wah. I used to go to any local people and said, please, can you show me which magic I grant people? And they would look and look at us and they want to be like us. Show me people, when we invite people and we make them feel like really very, you know, warm. Where? Look at the Muslim in Mecca, what they used to do. How much they used to bring people to their own houses. They marry each other, they love each other, they support each other. Where is that among us today? Tell me. And look at the end of the verse. قُلْ تَمَتَّعُوا. Say enjoy. فَإِنَّ مَصِيرَكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ. Enjoy what you're doing. Your fire is belong to you. And after that, قُلْ لِعْبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Now a message to the believer. Say to the people who believe me, يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Make salah. وَيُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. And spend of what Allah give you in hidden and seen. من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلال. Before the day, you have no any trade in the front of Allah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes his message. Allah الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. Allah is the one who created the heaven and earth. وأنزل من السماء ماء. And he sent water from the sky. فأخرج به من الثمرات. Allah is the one, he is the one أخرج. Allah is the one أخرج, meaning Allah is bringing the things, the fruit and trees from the earth. And he made you have the boats. Is a boat like us? Is we can have the boat fly or be still in the water? Can we live the boat be in the top of the water? No. No way. You better go to the Titanic. What the man said before the Titanic leaves in New York Harbor? The unsinkable one. What he said about the Challenger? And what happened to them? Gone. Can you challenge Allah? Any time you challenge Allah, you finished. This one don't ever say, I will never get married, I will never get married, so and so, I will never do this. Don't say never. Don't ever. The moment you say that is a challenge. Did you check the unseen? Don't ever challenge Allah in the unseen. Even don't ever say, oh Allah, I will never commit sin, astaghfirullah al-azim. It's a sin by itself. One man was doing tawaf around 200-300 Hijri. When he said to Allah, Allah, give me tawbah, I will never commit sin after that. A scholar behind him from Tabi'in, he said to him, why you are doing mischief against Allah? He said, what I did? He said, didn't you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you sin and he forgive you? How you stop the ordain, the qadr of Allah? Don't do that. Said Allah, give me tawbah and make him my friend, that's it. But don't oppress. You cannot oppress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot say, Allah, I will never. Who are you? Don't ever say that. Don't ever say, I will never. Not me. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Don't ever challenge Allah. Don't ever challenge Allah in anything. I promise you, whatever you challenge Allah of, it will happen to you. And it will happen so bad. Don't ever do that. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. And the sky and the earth, the qamar, the moon, the sun, is working for you. And the night and day. And he give you from everything you ask him for. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you calculate the gift and na'ma of Allah, you will never calculate it. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Mankind is an oppressor, is a kafar. And here is a very important point I always say. A lot of us today do kufr. A lot of Muslims today do kufr. But you know what kind of kufr? Old kufr al-ni'am. The disbelief of the ni'amah of Allah. Because one of the bounty and one of the quality of the believer to thank Allah. He in a state of thanks. But if you are, Allah give you one kind of bounty and you cannot see it, is a state of kufr. And this is why you see the verses of shock and the verses of kuf, they're almost together. If you thank in me, I will increase. And if you do kuf, my torture is severe. Some scholars, he said, this belongs to kuf and belongs also to the ultimate of gift, which is la ilaha illallah. By this way, some scholars said, if I remember some problem I have, I have sickness, I have a problem, my son is sick, my daughter is sick, my husband divorced me, I lost something, whatever it is. But if I forget the main gift, La ilaha illallah, is not a problem? If I get upset over the material things and I forget the ultimate gift of La ilaha illallah, is that a problem? Is that the state of kufr? But different style of kufr. Please always be in a state of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always be in a state of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be a winner. Always be content and happy. You will be a winner. I promise you. Why? Because Allah promised. It's not me. Now go to 42. 42 to 52. It's a very small chapter.
Think not Allah is oblivious of the deeds of the wicked. He has only allowed them respite till the day on which all eyes would stare aghast. And they would not hasten forward, heads lifted upwards, gazes fixed, and emptied out their hearts. Warn the people of that day when the punishment would be inflicted upon them. Then will the wicked say, O Allah, give us respite a while more. We shall heed your call and follow the apostles, but they will be told. Are you not those who used to swear there is no reverse for us? Yet you dwelt in the dwelling of those who had exceeded themselves, and it was evident to you how we all had dealt with them. And we held that example before you. Still, they are plotting their plots, but evident are their plots to Allah, even though they are so adroit as to make the mountains move. Think not that Allah will go back on his promise made to the apostles. Indeed, Allah is mighty, the Lord of retribution. The day when the earth will be replaced by some other than the earth, as will be the sky, and everyone will appear before Allah, the One and Omnipotent. You will see the wicked on that day bound together in chains. Of molten pitch shall be their garments and their faces covered with flames. That Allah may reward each soul for its deeds. Indeed, Allah is swift at reckoning. This is a message for mankind, that they may take a warning from it, and may know that He is the one and only God, and that men of wisdom may reflect.
Did you hear that? Now here's two or three messages, very beautiful. The first one, Allah told us, don't worry about what others do. I know everything. You see the first thing, messages? If Allah tells me I know everything, is this not should make me content and calm and be busy with what Allah wants? But Allah said, I'm delaying them for a day, Allah ordained. And after that is a very important message to us. Warn people, warn mankind before the day of judgment. Is this message to whom? A Muslim or non-Muslim? Who would warn whom? Muslim. Now, if I do not do my job, do you think Allah would be happy? Think. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to us. Now, listen to this verse now, 45. وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And you are living in the houses of those who oppress themselves. وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِ. And you know what I did with them. وَدَرَبْنَا لَكُمْ الْأَمْثَالِ. And I give you an example. Where is the owner of your house? Where is the owner before you? Where is the owner of the houses around you? They are in a grave. What's he left? I see people in here, degrade, and they die. Allah told us, look to these houses, what I done with them. meaning the owner of the houses. Do you know Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali in the book Ihya Ulumuddin? He said, if a Muslim look in a house or a building or something has been created by mankind and he look at it with a joy and happiness, he do shirk. Because he's supposed to look to the wisdom of Allah. You're supposed to look to the mountain, the trees, the sky, the moon, because everything, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كُلَّمَا فَوْقَ التُرَابَ تُرَابَ. Everything above the dust is a dust. And he said, how you glorify dust? How you glorify dust made by dust? Because we will be dust too. We are clay. How you glorify something? It's supposed to be a torture for us. How you glorify, for example, the pyramids of Egypt? The pyramids of Egypt is a sign. The mummy is a sign. It's supposed to be a sign of warning. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion was passing by some graves of the people of Ayn Zawud, he said, don't look. They've been touched on the grave. Don't look. And even don't go. Pass by from outside. And if you can avoid it, avoid it. And we take a picture and we bring it of the sign of Allah. What happened to all the building in Lebanon, in Greece? Why Allah leave all this building for thousands and thousands of years? Why? Allah can take it a long time ago. Allah leave it for us as a wisdom. These people was bigger than you, stronger than you, richer than you, have knowledge more than you. What I done with them? You see it in Quran over and over again. Go in the earth and war. Look to the people before you. Imagine Allah said, look at the people before you. In Surah Al-Ankabut. And Surah Luqman. And many, many other surah. And said, look to the people before you. And Surah Al-Rum. Said, look at the people before you. Walk in earth and see what I done with them. Is Allah going to ask, go, have a vacation and take a picture? Look to their side. And this is our job as a Muslim. To look and not do what they did. Don't compete in the material. Don't. It's your own destruction. Like Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, when he went to Syria, the first thing he said, he looked. He said, what? He said, Ammaru diyar wa dammaru kuburat. You perfected your houses and you destroy your grave. You accumulate what you do not use and you build what you do not live at. And you accumulate the clothing which you cannot wear and you save what you cannot spend. He said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these are the people of destruction. Imagine Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he says that to the people of Syria approximately 35 years after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happened if he can come see us? And who's Abu Darda? Hakim al-Ummah. The most wise man of the Ummah. Is anybody can be wise than him? Try to get his life story and read it. You will be crying. Every word this man will make you cry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, don't worry about what they plot and plan. Their plot and plan can move mountain, but don't worry about it. Allah, you know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, He give us a message to be content. Don't think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you your wa'ad, His wa'ad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised us something. He said, I will fulfill my promise. But to whom? To his Rasul, to his messenger, to his people, to the people who belong to him. By this way, if we see Allah do not, subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not give us his promise, wonder what happened. What did it mean? The Prophet was Allah? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. The Prophet was Quran? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. The Prophet was Ibn al-Kuffar? No, the Prophet was us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said after that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. Allah Aziz. Allah is the most Aziz. You know what I mean, Aziz? Allah is the owner of dignity. If He do not give us dignity, what means? Something wrong with us. Something wrong with our heart. And after that, He tell us what happening in the Day of Judgment. After that, He said to every soul that kept it on chair, now the end, هَذَا بَلَاهُ لِلنَّاسِ. This a warning to mankind. وَلِيَنْدِرُوا بِهِ. This has two ways of reading it. To be warned about it, and to warn others with it. Both. Because we're supposed to be warned about it, and warn others with it. We cannot just take the warning and keep it for ourselves. No, we have a job to be warned of the Messenger of Allah and warn others. And to know, إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَلْيَذَّكَّرْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Only the one who has looked will remember. Do you see how Allah ended again? أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, the one who has looked. And this Imam Hamza Yusuf, he explained it in a very beautiful way. Because the look is the core of the tree. The most strongest one, the one who has the juice. The law of the mu'min, what? His wisdom, his basira, his vision. But only when you are with Allah. When you are rushed. And all this quality coming from Allah. When Allah opened for you. When you have la ilaha illallah, truthfulness in your heart. This over and over again. Don't ever forget it. Do you see it or no? No revelation. Only one topic. Because Allah with His ultimate wisdom, He knows. If this heart becomes united to Allah, do you think at this moment, if you really have love of Allah, fear of Allah, respect of Allah, go close to Allah, if I give you Allah said, finished. You will never complain. You will never deny. You will never delay. Look at us today among each other. We hear all kind of revelation, all kind of form, all kind of sharia, but we cannot implement it. Why? Because the heart is not ready. The heart is not ready. And this is why this message has to be repeated. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Any question or any concern about what we say? Is this understood? Any question, any concern? Now we go to Surah Al-Hijj, 1-5. Unbelievable, when Allah, when you read Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala message, the way it should be, unbelievable. Go.
In the name of Allah, most benevolent, ever merciful. Alif, Lam, Ra. These are the verses of the book, and the perspicuous oration. The unbelievers would have the like to wish that they had submitted and become Muslim. Let them to feast and revel, beguiled by hope they will come to know soon. Not one habitation have we destroyed, but at the time determined for it. No people can hasten or delay the term already fixed for them.
If I read this as a Muslim, it should not make me happy? It should not make me steadfast with my Islam? How many people you see in colleges have 3 doctorate degree, 5 doctorate degree, all kind of doctorate degree, but they cannot believe in God? They cannot believe in the Creator? What do you have? Tell me, what do you have? If you have all the material and do not believe in Allah, what do you have? You are a loser! And if you have nothing, and you have Allah, you are a winner. This is a message from Allah. This is a message from Allah. Let them eat! Because this is a notion. You go to colleges and they said, why is the Muslim countries is so disgraced, and so poor, so dirty, so this, and why is the non-Muslim is so elevated, so clean, so good, they are thundering? Allah said it. But you have to say the truth. The problem is that they make us inherit their own garbage. But we cannot blame them because we left our own message. And you guys enjoy. Allah tell us, you will enjoy like the animal enjoy. And the end is severe. You see how it goes or no? Because sometimes I see Muslim coming to me and tell me, how? How does he have more beauty than us? How does he have more houses than us? How does he have more status than us? How does he enjoy life more than us? Because we're not supposed to be in here for enjoyment. The enjoyment in here to please Allah. This is the enjoyment. You want to enjoy? You want really the ultimate enjoy? You want the ultimate joy? When you are close to Allah. This is the joy of a Muslim. It doesn't matter what you have, what you do not have. If you have a belief, you have a joy. If you don't have a belief, you have no joy. Now go to 21. Just 21. And say it very slowly. This verse, one scholar wrote a book about this verse. This verse, one scholar wrote a book. I will explain a little bit about the book.
Of all things there are, we have the stores, and send them down in determined measure.
Did you hear this? Who's the owner of all the treasure? Tell me who? What is it?
Allah.
Say it!
Allah.
One scholar, he said, if mankind, he didn't talk about Muslim, he said, if mankind understand this verse, they would be submitting to Allah the end. You want guidance? Who you take it from? I cannot hear you.
Allah.
You want light? Who's the owner of light?
Allah.
Who's the owner of guidance?
Allah.
Who's the owner of wisdom?
Allah.
Who's the owner of contentment?
Allah.
Who's the owner of everything?
Allah.
Can anybody give you except Allah?
Allah.
Is anybody has a treasure of all everything in this heaven and earth except Allah? And after that we go to somebody else rather than Allah. Who can cure you?
Allah.
Who can cure you?
Allah.
Inside, outside. Who can give you the good quality? Who can switch the bad quality with good quality?
Allah.
Who can give you the happiness of this life and the hereafter? Who can take care about your affair and need in this life and the hereafter? Allah. And after that you go for somebody rather than Allah. This scholar, he wrote a book of 2 volumes about this verse. And he said, if mankind read this verse, it's enough for them. And it will make them so close and beloved to Allah, because at least He's the owner of everything and they cannot get anything except from Him. And in the meantime, Allah ended with, and we, whatever He sent with a certain proportion, certain amount, according to His wisdom. By this way, if Allah give me something, can I look to you and compare why Allah did not give me what He gave her? Or give him? Can I do that? No. Because Allah, He knows. He knows what I need. He knows what's good for me. Once I have that, what it will lead me to? Huh? What it will lead me to? Contentment, rida. And if I have rida, Allah will be having rida on me. And if Allah have rida on me, I have the ultimate happiness in this life and the hereafter. Do you see? By this way, any quality you want, anything you want, who are you calling?
Allah.
Anybody else can give you anything? No. You have a fear. You have somebody against you. Who are you calling? Allah. And that's it. Because everything on earth is a slave of Allah. Do you see why I did it 21 only? Because enough. All of us, if we can just the verse 21, and we can get it into our heart, is enough. And if you read after that, the rest of the verses, okay, do you read it in your own time? It will explain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasize, who's the one give life and death? Who's the one who gives the worth? Who's the one who inherit? Who's the one who knows the seen and unseen? the known and unknown, the early and the past. Who's the one? We forget. You see, the message inculcating the power of Allah, because unless we know Allah and we inculcate it, we're not going anywhere. Now go to 40 to 43. This is a very beautiful message. 40 to 43.
Except the chosen ones among your creatures, to which Allah said, "This way is right by me. No power shall you have over all my creatures, except those who fall into error and follow you, for whom the ordained place is surely hell."
This cassette is not one. Like I said, no. And here is a very beautiful message. Very beautiful message. And this message is repeated in Quran at least, if my memory is correct, at least 3 times. And this message, what is it? When Shaitan promised Allah, the devil, the Satan, advised Allah, he will destroy them all. He cannot do that. He has to stop. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمْ المخلصين. And in one recitation, المخلصين. What meaning? The sincere one, and another recitation, the pure one. The sincere one, the pure one. And in here, one scholar, he said something very beautiful. What he said? He said, in this verse only is 2 conditions for those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them from the Satan. Who are these people? Only 2 qualities. Only 2 qualities. Did you see it? One is what? Abd. I have to be in a state of ubudiyyah. I have to be in a state of submission. Anytime I'm in a state of submission, Shaitan cannot get me. Allah promised. Allah promised Shaitan, he cannot get me. And anytime I do something sincere to Allah, Shaitan cannot get me. Two conditions, it will lead you to get away from the power of Shaitan and make put you in the power of Allah. What is the 2 conditions? The slavery, to be abd. And another one, to be sincere. This was an early scholar who are in the Tabi'a Tabi'in and follower of that, they focus on this 2 parts. They said, we now are not going anywhere if we do not implement this 2 parts. Ubudiyyah and Ikhlas. And this why we go back to Surah Al-Fatiha. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. When again, the scholar, he said, according to your worship, according to his delivery to Allah, according to the support from Allah. And let me tell you, honest to Allah, what I believe, and may Allah forgive me. The ultimate ubudiyyah today is the ubudiyyah of the heart and mind. The ultimate ubudiyyah, the ultimate worship of Allah is the heart and mind, because our heart and mind is completely away from ubudiyyah. Meaning our mind and heart is completely westernized over all these years. We do not know how to be slave. We do not know how to be closer to Allah. We do not know how to talk to Allah. We do not know how to rely on Allah. We do not know how to have faith in Allah. We do not know how to surrender to Allah. We do not know how to love Allah. We do not know how to fear Allah. We do not know how to respect Allah. We do not know how to seek guidance from Allah. Like one scholar, he came in America again. He was, I do not remember from where. And he said something so beautiful. He was sitting. And he said, you people are poor. And you know, he said, what? He said, you know why you are poor? He looked like this. And he said the same verse we said. وَإِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عَنْدَنَا فَزَكْنَا. He said, imagine, Allah is the owner of all the treasure. And Allah, He loves you. He gave you guidance. And He are kareem. He is so generous. And He gave you my son, my son, that servant. Take from me. Take whatever you want. Call me, I will give you. But we're calling somebody else. We rely on somebody else. We believe in somebody else. We think somebody else can give us. And he said, come to me. Come to me, I'm the owner. Give me, come. I will give you. Take whatever you want. I will give you. But only when we are a slave and believe he is the doer. Only when in our heart we have no doubt except he's the one. Nobody can benefit me except me, him. Nobody can cure me except him. Nobody can benefit me except him. Nobody can harm me without his will and his knowledge. This has to be inculcated in our heart. This is the number one faith. This Allah. This is the pillar of faith. According to how much we have of that in the heart, according to how much support he gives us. Did you get it or not? Very important. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَ هَذَا صِرَاطُ عَلَيَّ مُسْتَقِيمُ. This is my way, the صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ of Allah. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانُ. Allah ordained and he make an oath in himself. My servant, you have not any power and strength over them. Do you hear that or not? Who bore the oath of himself? Allah. إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Except those who follow you. Do you see it or no? You want to be among people of Jahannam, among shayateen? Follow the shaitan. You will follow Allah, you will follow the steps of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the steps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guiding of Allah, you are building strength. Those who believe you are weak, I'm telling you, the only strength you have in Quran, the only strength with Allah, the only strength when you get closer to Allah, this is strength. Why the Ummah is weak? Because our heart is weak, our heart is hollow, empty of the reality of Iman. وَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمْ لَمَوَعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمْ لَمَوَعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And Jahannam is a place for them all together. Those who do not listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much. Now go to 49 and 50.
Announce to my creatures that I am indeed forgiving and kind, but my punishment is surely a painful one.
You see, sometimes we take things for granted, we have to take it together. Don't be despair from the mercy of Allah, but don't take it for granted and keep going in the opposite direction. This is what message is. Now let's jump to 85 to 99.
We have not created but with reason, and heavens and the earth, and all that lies within them. The hour of the great change is certain to come, so turn away from them with a grace. Surely Allah is the creator and knows everything. We have indeed given you the seven oft-repeated examples and the majestic Quran. So covet not things we have bestowed on a portion of them to enjoy. And do not grieve for them and protect those who believe. And say, I am a distinct warner, like those we have sent to those schismatics who slandered their books and sever their scripture into fragments. By Allah, we shall question them, one and all, about their deeds. So declare to them what we have enjoined, and turn away from idolaters. We are surely sufficient to deal with those who scoff at you, who place other gods besides Allah. They will come to know soon. We are well aware that you are disheartened by what they say. But you should glorify Allah with praises and be among those who bow in submission. And go on worshipping Allah till the certainty of death comes upon you.
And here is one of the messages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, He gave us a message. He is the creator. فَاصْفَحْ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. Be patient. And be صَفْحًا here, meaning be kind, be forgiving. Today I see Muslim, like one sister called me from France and she told me how I deal with non-Muslim. It's almost like we have to deal with toughness and harshness. How? How is it spread Islam when you're tough and harsh? How will everything become a relation? You have to be kind, you have to be generous, you have to show them the quality of a Muslim. You have to, you must. And after that, what's he going to do? It's their business. But we have a job. We have a lot to do. You have to show your quality. You have to attract them with the quality of a Muslim. You must. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we give you the sabah mathani. Do you know what the sabah mathani? We said it before. Surah al-Fatiha. We give you a gift. We give you a gift. It's Surah al-Fatiha. Wa al-Qur'an al-Azim. Look what Allah said. I give you a gift. Surah al-Fatiha wa al-Qur'an. And don't look to what I make them enjoy with. Do you see right away? It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did us also. Because it's a message for all of us. I give you a gift, the Qur'an. Don't look to other. How does he enjoy? Surah al-Fatiha and Qur'an is enough. But we do not know the power of Surah al-Fatiha. We do not know the power of Surah al-Fatiha. We do not know the treasure of Surah al-Fatiha. But Surah al-Fatiha will not work unless you believe in Surah al-Fatiha. The moment you believe, the moment Surah al-Fatiha will open. They used to call it in the early days al-Fatiha. The one that opened everything. The one that opened any calamity. And put your wing down as a believer. This is what happened to us, the opposite of us today. We become so harsh against each other, which we're supposed to be merciful to each other. وَقُلْ إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُبِينُ. And be a warner. Now, because the time is very short, let's go to the last verse. Is praise Allah day and night and thank Him. And be among the sajideen. Be among the one who prostrate to Allah. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship Allah until death is come. Do you see it or not? Very simple, believe me. Quran is very simple if you take it with heart, not with mind. When you take it with heart, does everybody understand? Does anybody have any problem to understand? If you read these verses, my advice to you, please read this chapter again today or tomorrow maximum. Read it. Because once you read it, you will read it like you never read in your life. I promise you. You read it completely different. Is anybody experiencing that now or no? You experience that? You experience it different when reading? MashaAllah, who else? You too? MashaAllah. This reality. Once we understand the keys of opening Quran to us and the message of Allah, Quran will become different, huge different, and it will make different in our heart. Okay, we're going to stop at this moment, and we have a few minutes now. Do you get your books? Don't do that. Don't delay. When somebody give you a trust, do it as soon as possible. It's a trust. Okay, but please, my advice to you, any good deed, don't delay. When are you going to give it to her? Do you have it in the car? Or you have it in the house? Okay, when are you not planning to give it to her? Today, you sure? Keep your word. Keep your word. What happened is, any good deed, my advice to you, don't delay it. Don't delay any good deed. Now, do you get some of the books we give it, sister? Yes, you. You did not. Okay. Okay. Who else among us here Do not get some of the books we give and take it with intention. Z will use it. Don't wait for your daughter, don't wait for anybody. You said between you and Allah, I'm going to use it. Because it's not for the shelf, it's not for tomorrow, it's not for next year. Use it, especially for you as a mom. A lot of these books has a beautiful wisdom for you as a mom. Any question, any concern about what we said? And remember, inshallah, Sister Thamina Farooq. Okay, inshallah, we have a meeting in their house this Saturday again, 5 o'clock sharp, try to come on time to discuss about, inshallah, most likely we intend to make another camp between the middle of August until the end of August. Those who are interested, come and share with us, inshallah, what we're talking about. Try, you own it to yourself, don't lose. Any moment you spend it for Allah, we are a winner. Any question, any concern from male and female, men and women? Yes? Go ahead. MashaAllah, beautiful question. If a Muslim, very beautiful Muslim, but very poor, why Allah make them poor? Go ahead, sis.
Because the root of most evil is when you have money. And so Allah is saving them from all that.
MashaAllah. It's actually a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said in the meaning of, Allah protect the one he loves from dunya. The way the mother protects her child from hellfire or from fire. And don't ever forget this hadith. When a man came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. What he said, welcome with poverty. He left, he came back, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love Allah. He said, welcome with calamity. By this way, poverty and calamity in dunya is not a sign of the hate of Allah or the love of Allah. It's the opposite. Because what happened is another hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in hadith Qudsi, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الدُّنْيَا لِمَنْ يُحِبْ وَلِمَنْ لَا يُحِبْ وَلَكِنْ لَا يُعْطِي دِينَهُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَحَبْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives dunya to whom he loves and whom he dislikes. But he will not give deen, he will not give Islam except to those who love. Look at you and look at the poor person. You is worried about your room, your cleaning, your this, your decoration, your toys, your clothing, your jewelry. You're so busy with everything around you which is distracting. And the poor person has nothing to worry about. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, the poor people among my ummah, they will enter Jannah 500 years before the rich. Do you see? By this way, there's nothing in Islam about poor. Poor is nothing. The poverty is a real poverty in the heart if you have no la ilaha illallah, if you're far away from Allah. Okay, inshallah? Now, who among you want to take books for her family and herself?